Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's the pitch to Bohm. And a swing and a bomb. Way back to left. Forget about it. Alec Bohm way back into the lower seats in left. A two-run home run. His seventh of the year. And the Phillies get those two right back. It's 6-2, Phil.
But that was a big one yesterday, obviously, from Alec Bohm, who really has been playing well lately. And lately defined as, I mean, the whole month, maybe even parts of May, I guess, at this point. He's done a good job. Wheeler did a great job yesterday. Castellanos, obviously, you don't normally think, Jody, of a grand slam being tacked on. But that one was tacked on.
And then he hit one with the bases loaded to the warning track later in the game. Almost got a deuce spot.
Sure did. So Castellanos with a big game yesterday. And Wheeler. Look, the Phillies won this weekend primarily because of starting pitching. And that is going to be the formula. If this team's going to go really far, that's the formula. Now, you want to see the bats be more consistent. You want to see the bullpen be flat out better. But certainly the starting pitching is just dominant. You can react to it all. 215-592-9494.
Along those lines of what you were just talking.
Yes, sir.
I want to run a hypothetical question by you.
Okay.
And I love hypothetical questions. They are the backbone of sports talk radio, as far as I'm concerned.
I hear you.
Some people hate them. I
like
love
Chip
them.
Kelly.
I love them.
That's right.
You've got the MLB 2025 crystal ball.
Okay.
And I am going to tell you, if this happened, what the results are.
Okay.
If Mr. Wheeler was moved to the bullpen, and he is the reincarnation of Mariano Rivera, which, oh, by the way, Rob Thompson was there for the Mariano era in New York. So he knows it. He's seen it. He's lived it. He's won championship rings in part because of it. If he is the second coming of Mariano Rivera, and you knew that to be the case, would you pull the trigger and do it?
Well, I mean, if you're telling me the guy pitches as the greatest relief pitcher of all time, and that's
that's
a guarantee.
Yes.
Then I suppose I'd have to.
That's my point.
But I don't know that he would.
None of us know. That's why it's a hypothetical question.
Yeah, and that's why at this stage and I think he would pitch very well. But as I said to a caller earlier, I'd rather get 14 innings out of Wheeler in a series than three or four.
I read the column that they or the story they did on him in the Athletic.
Yep.
I'm sure it was by Matt Gelb. Mm-hmm. He is a quirky, like, don't bother me. Don't look at me when I'm pitching. Mm. Don't work out near me. Like, they kind of, the players joke about it, but he is just, he does what he does, and that's it. I mean, he's real.
Routine?
Oh, it's so well documented that he wants to pitch every fifth day.
Exactly.
Yeah. Other guy, add a day, subtract a day.
Oh,
no. Zach wants to pitch every fifth day. So it's not likely. That's why I put the question. Yeah. But right now, as far as I'm concerned, he's Superman. And anything you asked him to do, he'd be phenomenal at it. And
but I don't think he would do it if you asked him. That's all. I'm just telling you, the feeling I got from this article is that he is just, he is a guy who does his own thing on his schedule.
Hmm.
That's a feeling I got.
No, I can understand that. I mean, there's a lot of people that are that way, especially when they're stars. I mean, he's really accomplished. I mean, he is.
I'm so rooting for him to win the Cy Young this year because he's been close twice.
Yeah.
And you could make the argument both times, but truth be told, I thought he was second twice.
But
I want him to be first, and I want him to win it this year. and I want him closing games for the Phillies in the playoffs wow. this year.
All right, James, let me ask you a question. So he hasn't won a World Series.
Mm-mm.
Has he passed Cole Hamels as a Philly?
So he's better than Cole was?
He is.
Yes, without a doubt. I mean, he's just a better overall pitcher. His highs are higher. Like Joey's talking about Cy Young. I mean, Cole was never
Does
a true
October
Cy Young.
Does October of 08, though, mean he
yeah,
can't
that's
pitch
where I,
him
Yeah, that's
until.
Where I was going. Is it still Cole? It just is what it is. Cole's World Series MVP.
Has he passed Roy Halladay, who was only a Philly for 3 or 4 years, two of which were good? Has he passed Roy Halladay?
I think so.
I do, too.
Yeah. I do, too.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
But
I mean,
he fell off the cliff so fast.
Oh, he did. No, there's no amazing. Question. I mean, he had 2 great years, and then, you know, Halladay ran in the issue, what, his arm or whatever it was, and he just, and it was like 2 more years, and then it wasn't good, and that was it. No, Wheeler's amazing, man. I mean, he's an amazing player. All right, let's get calls in on all this.
And
215.
By the way, one quickie. I did this on my late night show. Maybe Zach was or wasn't listening. If he's listening now, glad to know that. Sorry if I'm moving you to the pen and you're upset with me, but congratulations on the birth of your daughter, Goldie, who was born on June 2nd. Madeline Rose McDonald was born 30 years ago on June 2nd.
Look at that. Zoe Rose Seltzer. Rose, nicely done there.
So I just, because we didn't exactly know right away when his daughter was born, because he's skipping games, you don't know, some people give you all the details on social media of what's happening in their life, Zach not being one of those guys. So I didn't know that she was actually born on the 2nd till I think they announced it on like the 6th or the 7th, almost a week afterwards. I go, oh man, his daughter was born the same day as my daughter. How cool is that? So congrats, cool. Big guy.
That's not cool. Get out, Joe. That's really cool. You had a 1 in 365, you know?
Yeah.
365
sure
chance and
little daughter.
You got an icebreaker when you see Wheeler. Yeah.
Yes.
All right, let's go to the phones. There's a lot to react to. We'll get into that top 10 list, I'm sure, more tomorrow. Spike Lake and Jack are doing a lot with it today and this week. So we'll have some fun with that. This week is the station. James, you'll have yours tomorrow, top 10.
Oh, yeah. Mine, I submitted it. Ready
to
roll.
You're ready to rock. Mm-hmm. Reedy, you got yours done yet?
Of course I do.
All right. So we'll get to all that tomorrow. We'll get Richie in here.
Right ones that actually have Jalen Hurts on the list?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, can I just ask one question before we go any further?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If the Flyers over 10 years ago hadn't got rid of Bobrovsky,
would he be on the list?
Would he be on the list? Would he be number one?
Very good question.
How many cups and Vezinas has this guy won?
One cup and two Vezinas? I think it's two Vezinas, one cup and a chance to win a second.
I mean, he could win 2 cups, 2 Vezinas. I mean, it's outrageous.
And 3 straight Stanley Cup final appearances.
Yeah.
They got beat 2 years ago in the final.
So this
and
then
won it back and won it last year, and they're going to win it again this year.
So this is his 4th time in the finals?
Third.
Did he make it previous?
I thought you said they lost 2 in a row.
No.
I got you.
They lost 2 years ago. One last year and are on the precipice of winning again.
It was so long ago that the Flyers, like, let me put it this way. Let me just frame how long ago it was Flyers had him. I bet you, and I'm not ripping John. James, I bet you John would not know who Bobrovsky is.
Oh, for sure. No chance.
And we've been doing a show on WIP for 9 years ago.
Yeah, no chance.
I mean, John's not a hockey guy.
Well, not hardcore.
No, it's just he wasn't here much. I mean, like, he was gone that long ago. Yeah.
I mean, it happened so long ago. It was before we were doing a freaking midday show, and people probably forget this guy was a Flyer.
Yep.
My God. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Jordan right now. Jordan, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, James, I got a question for you. How could you not use the 15-second dump to scrub the crap coming out of Joe DeCamera's mouth?
I thought about it.
Come on, Jordan.
Man.
Come on, man.
That's a little harsh.
Did not put him in the top 10 of Philadelphia athletes? That's blasphemy, Joe. That's blasphemy.
You think he's a better player than A.J. Brown?
Yes.
No, I don't.
100% think
he's... I'll tell you who I think agrees with me. A.J. Brown.
Yes. Guaranteed.
And I'll tell you this. I bet you Sirianni and Howie agree with me as well, but that's a whole other matter. Go ahead.
Let me posit this question to you in return.
Sure.
Do the Eagles win a Super Bowl without A.J. Brown?
This past one?
Yes.
Probably, yeah.
So then, how is Jalen Hurts not a more important athlete and a better athlete?
Well, they might have won it without. They might have won it without Hurts. I mean, it depends who we're talking about. Do I think this team would have won with Stafford? Absolutely. Do I think this team would have won with Washington's quarterback? Absolutely. I mean, well, listen, Jordan, his biggest job was to hand the ball to Saquon Barkley. That was his biggest job.
I'd like to congratulate you on having the hubris to be the only person in Philadelphia who can't rank this guy in the top 10.
Well, that's probably okay. Not. That's probably not true. And Jordan,
no, there's some other Jalen haters, much worse.
And
than
I'm not
Joe.
A Jalen hater. I've got him in the top five quarterbacks in pro football. Listen, I'm just telling you. I think there are I think Jordan Mailata is a better football player than Jalen Hurts. I just believe that. I mean, you can disagree, but that's what I believe.
One day we're going to see Jalen Hurts squat Joe DeCamera, and
we
it's
might.
Going to be very rewarding for everybody in Philadelphia. Hey, I want to say quickly, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. James, Jody, I've never called into your show, but I think you're fantastic. I had the best Father's Day that I've possibly ever had. My boys are 11 and 8. Them, my wife, we hit the Phillies game. We hit Chickie and Pete's. And then we hit Ringo Starr at the Man.
Wow.
Late last night. It was a heck of a Father's Day. And the Phillies delivered a big win. So I have another question. It's another one for you, James. Last week, we didn't know whether we're buying into this team or whether we're selling off. After the weekend, I'm the most confused Philly sports fan of all time. I don't know if I like this team or not. Are we in? Are we out? Can you help me here, please?
I need more time. I'm more in than I was a week ago. I'll tell you that much.
I mean, after this, they look like a completely different team.
Jordan, I will, Jordan, let me cut through and just say this. They're not, I want everyone to understand this. They're not going to be sellers. They may not buy.
Chance.
They may not buy much, but they will not sell. You can take that to the bank.
The only wrong decision is indecision. So if we're not selling, we better be buying, because I've said it before.
I agree with that.
The window is closing. And after I'm seeing what I see out of Otto Kemp, who is now our savior, he's the great one.
I don't know that the window's closing, Jordan. It might be a different looking window. You know, I mean, someday it's not going to be a Bryce Zach Wheeler team. But, man, with this starting pitching, I think the window's pretty.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Pretty big, man. I think it's pretty wide open. I really do.
I would hope so, because the only World Series game I saw with my son was a combined no-hitter.
Yeah.
And while we caught a foul, and it was glorious, and it's a memory I'll have forever, I would like to bring him to a winning World Series game on our way to a title.
I know.
That would be really nice.
Jordan, give me an answer. For the pair of tickets to this celebration of the Eagles championship with NFL Films and the musical, the whole deal, the whole concert, a scene with a dad.
George Costanza at Festivus time. I got a lot of problems with you people. I need to hear about it.
All right, boy.
That's a great answer.
You got it, man. So
His dad was there. Yeah, his dad. Festivus is his dad's thing.
So why did he say George Costanza?
Because George is the one who freaks out about it when he's there with dad celebrating Festivus.
I gotcha. Seltzer, YouTube. What are people clamoring about? What are they saying? What are they chiming in about?
All right.
What are they opining about?
So we got some Phillies talk for starters. Tom S. says, it's still wake me up in September or October for me. Excuse me.
I mean, a lot of people feel that way. I'm not there. And I think it's, Jody, I'll say this. I think it's a shame there's some people not enjoying a quality team, because it's a lot of been there, done that. But I mean, I still remember the days when Nick Williams was the right fielder and Franco was the third baseman. And you know who was the top two or three player on the team? It was that freaking Cesar Hernandez.
Yeah.
You remember that? Cesar Hernandez was a top two or three Phil.
Sure.
So I'll take this. Now, I'm not saying I'm thrilled every day. I get frustrated. But I think there's too many people just ready to you know.
And I got much less of a problem with someone who says, yeah, wake me in October, because the last four seasons have been what they've been. More so than the, oh, I don't care what they do now, because when it comes October, this team is going to come apart. They always come up, Rob Thompson can't win. That annoys the snot out of me.
Me too.
If you want to take the, yeah, you know, can I have a little patience here? I'm not jumping in both feet. I'm sorry that I'm not. I'd like to, but I'm just not doing it. All right. If that's the way you run your life, you don't want to be disappointed, that's fine. Patience is a virtue. Good on you. But just don't give me the, it's not going to happen because we've lived through these last 3 years. Well, it could.
Two things I specifically hate. One, when people say they can't win it all.
And we get that a lot.
I disagree with that. They can. Second thing I hate is when people lump him in with the Sixers all those years they made the playoffs. Phillies gave us a lot more thrills in October than the Sixers did in April, May, and June.
True.
I mean, a big difference in my opinion. All right, James, more of YouTube.
Jordan says Phillies need to keep Otto Kemp on the active roster. Dude is a stud.
Well, they probably will, you know, because they don't have a good enough bench to say, let's discard good hitters or guys that look like good hitters. So when Bryce comes back, by the way, when is that?
He is traveling to Miami. He's got the brace on.
Yeah.
He supposedly is traveling.
He's not swinging yet.
Yeah, he's only like taking grounders.
Like All-Star break, if I had to guess, somewhere in that general, just a guess.
Wow, that's a month-ish. Holy mackerel.
I think minimum 2 weeks. Like, I think the quickest he's back is 2 weeks.
I think Otto Kemp, if he plays well enough, will be capped even in a bench role. Let's not discard good-looking hitters.
Here's the only...
Find a way.
The only... I want to keep Otto Kemp, too. Weston Wilson has had a less than stellar year. Mm-hmm. I was a fan, and he killed it in spring training. Yeah. And I said, oh, man, he got hurt. That's too bad. Well, let's see when he comes back. He's been a disappointment.
He has.
But he plays it, doesn't play it well, but he plays the outfield. Kemp doesn't play the outfield. Are you going to go forward with four outfielders for the next 3 months?
Well, I think they have to put Kemp in left field.
Yeah, they're going to throw him out there.
He's going to have to play left field.
They are. I mean, Jody, that's what they're going to do.
They said they're working on it. I mean, who knows? But that's what they said they're going to do.
Should. Not ideal.
Look, grab a glove and learn it. I mean, here's the deal, man. I just, there's too many games where there's a Marsh or a Rojas at bat in the eighth or ninth.
You're doomed.
That if you could bring someone else in, I'm bringing someone else in. I'm serious, man. Anyway, what do you got, James?
Tell says, Joe is the only man that cried watching a Brady Bunch movie.
Maybe.
Probably not, sadly,
I don't
actually.
Know. I mean, when Mike Brady emerges from the rubble, man, because they thought he died.
They
sorry,
did.
Sorry I missed that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was a Brady Christmas.
The whole time.
I think that was a Brady Christmas in like the early, mid-80s, something like that.
Jeff P. says, I love the empty chair interview, Jody.
Thank you. My pleasure. Best I looked all day. I could pretty much guarantee that.
One more along those lines. Don said, don't worry. Jody just made a Wawa run. Smokes and a coffee.
Exactly.
Jody, how many packs a day?
Between a pack and a half, closer to a half. Usually three lasts 4 days.
Okay.
And it depends on the kind of day I'm having.
And there's nothing I can say to get you to change.
And some more than that, depending on what I'm doing.
Nothing I can say to get you to change?
No.
We're past that point. Yeah. Okay. All right. I mean, it happens.
Let's
go to the phones.
We all have our...
we do.
The burdens we must carry in life, and I know what mine is.
All right. Let's go to Nick in Bucks County. Nick, good morning.
Hey, Joe. Happy Father's Day, Jody. Happy Father's Day, James. How's everybody doing?
Same to you, bud.
We're doing good, pal.
I'm living my best life. I'm with Jen's family out in Carolina at the beach, having a great weekend.
Nice.
Yes. So I was going to call talk to Phillies, but Joe, that top 10 list, man, not having Jalen on it at all, that's not right, man.
I'll ask you a couple of questions. Who do you think is a better football player, Jalen Hurts or Jalen Carter?
Jalen Carter is a better football player, but is less important to the team.
There's no question. I agree.
Is less of a leader.
I agree. He's less important to the team. But you know what we were, you know, stake to do is that task to do, top 10 players in Philadelphia sports, of which I believe Jalen Carter is a better player.
Top 10 player encompasses more than just skill. It's also what do you bring to the team? Like, how important are you to your team? That has to be part of it, at least.
I mean, it's part of it, but I just think Jalen Carter is a better player. I mean, Nick, let me ask you a question. Donovan and Doc. So Donovan was the quarterback. Doc wasn't. I think if Donovan would go out, it would be a bigger problem than if Doc would go out. But wouldn't you say Brian Dawkins was a better football player than Donovan McNabb?
I would, plus a better leader and almost equally as important to the football team.
Okay. I mean, Randall and Reggie, I can make the same argument. And that one's a bigger disparity. I mean, I love Randall, but I mean, Reggie might be one of the 10 best players in the history of pro football. You know, I wouldn't rank Randall above Reggie just because he was the quarterback. I mean, it just, you know, I look, people think I dog Jalen Hurts, which is unfortunate because I actually think I assess him very fairly. I really do. But, you know, a lot of people think he's better than I think he is, and we obviously have a natural disagreement. But guys like Zach Bond and Jalen Carter and Quinyon and some of the Phillies pitchers, I just think are better.
Hey, how about if the turning point for the Phillies season, sorry to pivot, Joe, mm-hmm. is the WIP game. Like, if we go back and look at that date as the turning point of the season.
Well, that happened June 1st of 2022. We went down there as a station. The Phillies were 21-29. Now, that was a little controversial because there's three or four things that happened on the same night. Earlier that day, James, you'll remember, we played the share thing, snap out of it.
Yep.
John Middleton talked to our group, and Billy T and Tom from Abington were convinced they were the reasons
that he fired Girardi.
That he fired Girardi,
yes,
after that game.
They took credit for it.
Jody, they really did, because they talked to him for like four or five innings, and they were convinced they were the reason Girardi got canned. And then
your Top Gun outfit.
Oh, and the Top Gun outfit.
I hate to even bring it into this discussion.
Yeah, because that was Top Gun night, and I said I was going to wear the Top Gun outfit, and I was going to help the Phillies climb out of their hole. And like, all of a sudden, they start winning every game. So these things do happen sometimes, Nick. Sometimes WIP deserves the credit. Like when we got on Doug's case after week two of 2017 to run the ball.
That was one of my favorite
Like moments. When we got on Ertz's case in 2016, the block.
Yep.
And then he started blocking. I mean, WIP has that kind of power. You know, like when we said draft Ricky Williams. No.
That
didn't quite pan out.
Definitely not.
No, that one didn't work. All right, Nick, you can win this really cool tickets here for the orchestra and the Eagles and NFL films. Give me a scene with the dad.
I will, but real quick, shout out to James. Before the last segment, he played the Nas song, Coming Back from the Break. Very relevant because the next night after that at the Man, Nas is playing with the Philadelphia Orchestra. Shout out to James.
Wow. For picking that up. That is cool, man.
We're going to see him. It's Illmatic. He's playing the whole Illmatic album with the Philadelphia Orchestra.
I can't wait.
And I'm really trying to get to that game. And then when I'm done giving my my answer, do you mind if my daughter and I give a little Eagles chant?
I don't mind that at all. Give me your answer.
Yeah, so in Will Smith, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, his dad comes back to visit him from out of town.
Oh.
His dad hasn't been much in his life. He gets all excited. And his dad bails on him again.
Yeah, that's a big scene. That actually won last week for an answer related to a
cut
different...
him off before the Eagles chant.
Oh, darn.
Mm-mm.
James, get him back.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Sir, we're
daughter's gonna... probably crying
I'm
now.
I'm sorry. All right, we'll get to that.
Itchy trigger finger
I'm
you have.
I'm sorry. I messed up. All right, my fault. 215-592-9494. We'll get that Eagles chant. We got another question, five questions with the Mac Man. Phone calls on all of this, including Time's Yours up ahead on 94 WIP.
A hotel can offer a great club or a bar. A restaurant could provide a high-end restaurant or a spa. But if you want it all, you want dining, bars, pools, spa, gaming, clubs, and shows, it takes much more than the boardwalk. Takes a village, it takes a Borgata. If it takes the best dining tables under the same roof as the best gaming tables, if it takes one pool being just a dozen pool lengths away from the next, if it takes trying your luck and a new dish on the same night, if it takes room service and bottle service, it takes nothing short of a village to make your stays. So they built one, and they call it Borgata. Visit theborgata.com to learn more.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.